We're at 749. Good morning, everybody. Dan in for Scott on our way to partly sunny and 51 today. We'll hit 56 tomorrow, 48 come Thursday. Time for a visit with Michelle Bertram, retirement planning expert and author. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using their dream retirement process. Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing on a nice sunny morning?
Good. It's beautiful outside today.
It certainly is.
The last nice warm days, huh?
Yeah, I think they're starting to go away. You betcha. Let's talk long-term care. What can you share with us today?
Yeah, well, November is kind of the National Long-Term Care Awareness Month, and so we just did our Friday focus on it, but I just wanted to kind of talk about a couple things. One, I think with long-term care, lots of times people think of just nursing home care, which really is not just the case. I mean, anything assisted living and home care, which I think home care is becoming bigger and bigger, is all part of long-term care. And so we're really talking about when there's some legal ways that you can protect some things from long-term care costs, which we went into detail on our Friday focus on that, and that will be posted next week. So we can, later this week, you can always go on our website and watch that. But today, just wanted to talk a little bit about the financial ways to protect. It used to be like long-term care insurance. Traditional long-term care insurance was talked about quite a bit. But the truth is, the reality is, I think that's fewer and far between where traditional long-term care insurance becomes an option just because of the sheer cost of those plans. And what we have found, what we kind of talk to people about is this. While long-term care is an important issue and something that a lot of people are concerned about, we need to make sure we're always kind of planning, you know, in like a macro approach, right? Looking at your whole business plan for life. And what I do know is when you're going to go retire, we need to make sure first and foremost that your income is taken care of. Be that through Social Security, your investments, other retirement income, but that's the first thing we need to take care of. If we know that we have taken care of that and you don't need all of your retirement accounts or savings accounts to provide the income, then the next step is, okay, then how can we provide some long-term care protection? And for the most part, traditional long-term care, like I said, is expensive. If we don't use it, you know, it doesn't come back, and we don't do a lot of that anymore. What we do more of is just leveraging kind of a hybrid between self-funding and having insurance. So it's really leveraging your savings for long-term care. You can do it in a couple ways. A lot of times we'll use a life insurance plan where you have cash value if you need it back. You have a death benefit that goes tax-free to your beneficiaries if you don't need it. But the living benefit is that you can use the death benefit for long-term care. So you can design it in multiple ways, whether you have the most death benefit, the most cash value, or the most long-term care, or whatever couple of those things are most important to you. But it's a great way to provide some coverage for long-term care if need be, but still, you know, just by leveraging your assets and being able to use it for other things too. So we kind of call it the win-win-win. You know, win if you need it for anything else, win if you need it for long-term care, and win if you don't, by enhancing the value to your beneficiaries. But I will say with that, and just kind of closing on this, that is really, even if we do a plan like that, we tell people that's the last place we're going to go to grab money for long-term care if you need it, because the first place we're going to look for is your retirement accounts, your IRAs, 401ks, you probably converted to IRAs at retirement. The reason is while those accounts are taxable, if you're taking it out for long-term care costs, more than likely your medical expenses are beyond your 7.5% income, and then that money becomes, you know, a tax deduction. So important things to look at and consider. We do have a whole guide on this on all your long-term care options available this month. So if you want to get that guide and look at all the different options available, if you're concerned about long-term care, just go to our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Give us a call or send us a message and say long-term care guide, and we will be sure to get that out to you.
Sounds wonderful. Be sure to connect with Michelle and check out the blogs and free resources at, yes, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Pleasure talking with you, Michelle. You take care, all righty?
Sounds good. Enjoy the beautiful fall days.
I shall. You too. It's 7:54. Good morning, everybody.